The next is this is number five, right? A loss of interest in conflict. That conflict is something that you just seem to not want to be a part of any longer. You just find yourself moving away from it. And if you're in a relationship or in relationships with people who thrive on conflict and want more and more of it, you find yourself just passing. You know, just, and it's an internal kind of, I pass here. That's no longer where I want to go. And I have found it's very quite simple when you're in a state of inner peace to pass. And the way that you do it is you don't let the other person know that you're passing. You see, it's like trying to pick a fight with someone who's not interested in fighting. After a while, they just give up and go on and try to find somebody else who's wanting that back. And conflict is just something you just start to pass on in your life. And it's really quite easy to do. And then before you know it, you stop watching the news as much, because the news is almost always designed to create conflict. And you stop reading tabloids, because the tabloids are attempting to create conflict in you. And conflict is something that you just say, no longer for me, I pass. The next is, she said, is the symptom of inner peace, is a loss of the ability to worry. You just stop it. People say, but how can you stop worrying? And I remember a great teacher saying to me, it makes no sense, it's in India, it makes no sense, he said, to worry about the things you have no control over. Because if you have no control over them, it makes no sense to worry about them. And I thought about that, and I wrote it down. I said, that's good. And then he said, it makes no sense to worry about the things that you do have control over. Because if you've got control over them, it makes no sense to worry about them. And I wrote that down, and I said, that's even better. And then he concluded by saying, there goes everything it's possible to worry about. And you no longer seem to have an interest in going there. The next is you begin to experience frequent and overwhelming episodes of appreciation, contented feelings of connectedness with others and nature. Frequent and overwhelming episodes of appreciation and contented feelings of connectedness with others and nature. There are two levels of energy in our life. One is depreciation and one is appreciation. Depreciation will always weaken you. Appreciation will always strengthen you. If you're a person who depreciates, that is, finds fault with, rather than beginning to accept and enjoy and find what is good. I've often said, probably that when people say, what's the best rule you know about child raising? I said, try to catch your children doing things right as much as you possibly can. And they say, well, you don't know my kids. When I was a teacher, I used to say to them about how great they were at doing things right. And I'd try to find things doing things right. And if they got their name right, I'd say, now we got a good start here. And I'd always talk to them about appreciating them. I remember telling them that they were all winners. I remember teaching in the inner city of Detroit in a junior high school and saying to all the kids, every one of you are winners. And they'd say, how can you say that, Dr. Dyer? That's not possible. I'd say, well, in every orgasm, there's 250 billion spermatozoes. And I'd draw a whole bunch of dots on the board. Dot, 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 dot. 250 billion, and they're all in a race for one egg. And guess what? You won the first race you were ever in. I'd say, wow! I'd say, you put 250 billion anythings down there, you know, what are the odds that you're going to win? What an incredible person you must be, you know? Appreciation. Finding as much possibility. And the other, of course, is contented feelings of connectedness with others and with nature. When you're here at Miraval, wherever you are in your life, whomever you meet here, whomever you're with, begin to see that mystical consciousness, that higher consciousness, is really about being connected to rather than separate from. As John Donne, the 15th century poet, said, "No man is an island entire of himself. Every man's death diminishes me. Therefore, never send to know for whom the bell tolls. It tolls for thee."